One thing that does concern me slightly is the amount of concessions that might have to be made. One of the complexities that the negotiations are going to have to that's going to have to be dealt with eventually is the fact that Afrin has been taken over by Turkey and now lies smack bang in the middle between the two other FSA regions, both in Idlib and the areas around Al-Bab and Jalalabad. The YPG and the wider SDF, as part of the negotiation, would most likely, if not definitely, in my opinion, as I understand the Kurds, they will be demanding that Afrin is returned to them. Whereas Turkey will not want that to happen whatsoever. And that therein lies a complicated negotiation. Is the SDF position wholly reliant on the return of Afrin? Can a deal be made that another area under Assad is gifted to the FSA or is given greater freedom? And in exchange for Afrin, which will then be returned. So it's almost like each player has different cards. Some of the cards are in the hands of people who won't be doing any business with the other party. So a broker has to be used, depending on which party is in conflict with each other. So it just seems that the negotiations are going to be incredibly complex. And part of the just an upsetting aspect of that is the preparation that some people need to make that Afrin may never be returned, or indeed if it's Assad, he may have to give up his presidency on the understanding that the Alawite position and his cronies and others will be protected within a new Syria. There's so many considerations to be made and delicate negotiations. And we'll just have to see what transpires. But my only advice to all the relevant parties would be, including the SDF, is that they understand that the negotiations are going to be very, very hard, and that impossible and seemingly impossible decisions are going to have to be made.